Hello, everyone, and welcome inside CFP today. I did not get a whole bunch of these done last week. It was a very busy week in and around all things motorcycle racing that I have been doing since 2023, the Bridgestone Canadian Superbike Championship. If you'd like to get interested in all things racing motorcycles in Canada, you can check out that podcast that I also do, the Bridgestone Canadian Superbike Championship podcast. Just search CSBK. But this one, for Canadian football perspective, it is CFP today, and a little bit slow on this topic, but I wanted to wait things out in order to talk about somebody that I can't believe I get to say was a friend, because I got the news, like everyone else, late last week that Darren Detition had passed away. And the first thing that I want to say is, I am not a big fan of everyone having to have their say about someone who has passed, but in a very limited way, Darren showed me everything that he was about, and I wanted to communicate that to CFL fans or anybody who listens to our podcast here at Canadian Football Perspective. So Darren and I, our extent of our relationship went back to nothing before Regina in the 22 Grey Cup. Man, I can't believe it was 22 because 23 was Hamilton. I was essentially told, hey, you're going to be out at the Grey Cup and doing this and that for the CFL. And then TSN might want to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I am not involved in the TSN Grey Cup broadcast. And so I don't have a lot of responsibilities other than something that I love doing, because I just kind of get to, you know, show up the day before the game and talk about football for 4 or 5 hours. Grey Cup Saturday. And I started doing Grey Cup Saturday in 2021. 2022, I was told by producers that it was going to be myself and Lindsay Hamilton. Super excited about that, because Lindsay Hamilton and I have a history going back to our time at McMaster, back to student radio. Lindsay was actually one of the first people who got me into an actual radio station, to a studio, sat down and had a conversation. So forever grateful to her for that. Maybe that's a podcast for a different day, but I was told, yeah, it's going to be Lindsay, going to be Lindsay, going to be Lindsay. And then it wasn't Lindsay. And it sounded like there might have been some scrambling on the back end, all the rest. And then I was told, hey, you're going to be doing essentially 6 hours of live television with Darren Detition. I'm like, what? Like, at this point, you know, I'm sure I've called CFL games on television. I've done CFL game broadcasts, radio, otherwise for 5, 6 years. But there's just some people that you grow up watching or listening to that you have immense respect for their ability to entertain you. I mean, it's always the combination of things. It's not a singular facet of Darren, the broadcaster, that I always had great respect for and admiration. And, you know, a game finished and him and Jennifer Hedger show up, you know that it's going to be, hey, everyone, welcome inside. It's Dutch. It's Jen. We got a great show for you here live. It's just like, bang, bang, like always, it was the same. It was entertaining. It was real. It was raw. And I don't have those origin stories that James Duthie and Rod Smith did such an incredible job of being able to show. And by the way, TSN turning around that tribute to Dutch, I actually thought was incredibly well done and amazing that they were able to produce something like that. But 22 in Regina, Dutch and I don't know each other. We literally shook hands on the set. And he just kept slapping me on the arm and saying, we're going to have so much fun, man. Man, I'm so excited. I am so thrilled to be here. I'm so lucky to be doing this with you. And every person that came up, including Bo Levi Mitchell, Paul Lapalisse, Andy Fantuz, that we had in and around the desk that day, popping in, doing a segment here, segment there, he just kept pumping me up to them, unnecessarily so. All he had seen is me doing a couple of games here or there, or maybe a social clip here or there for the CFL. And he was just constantly, and I could tell he was trying to give me confidence. He was trying to give me the right, essentially, sharing the desk with him, to want to dive in, have fun, you know, make jabs at each other, talk about the game and feel confidence that I could do that with him. That takes a pretty special person when you just met me and you actually don't really know anything about me or my skill or my knowledge base. He just wanted to make sure that I was good. All of this happening as he makes his return from cancer treatment. He's focusing on everybody else around him. The energy that he brought to that Grey Cup as a whole in Regina, but specifically on that Grey Cup Saturday, in my personal experience, was pretty much unlike anything I've ever been around before. So we finish and we go grab a beer and we're sitting around and we're talking about life and it's amazing. And then the next day, we show up, Grey Cup Sunday pregame show, our huge preamble off the top and all the rest. And Dutchie is doing this bit where he says, you know, I'm going to have Don, our producer, I'm going to be on the microphone and welcome everyone into Grey Cup Sunday. And I'm going to say, hey, Don, can you put me up on the Jumbotron there? We got so many toys to play with. We're going to have such a great broadcast. Oh, there I am. I'm on the Jumbotron. Okay, can I get, Don, can you get the spider cam? I want the spider cam floating there. Do we have a drone around? Can we do this and that? And again, I'm not involved with Grey Cup Sunday. I just go to the field because I love being around the energy of game day and specifically Grey Cup game day. So I'm on the field wandering around and Dutchie grabs me and he says, I want you to be in my opening. I'm like, why? Doing what? He says, well, you're going to be my cameraman. And I want the joke to be like he's on the fly scripting these things and going improv and trying to find ways to involve me because I'm just hanging around. And okay, I want you to do this and do that. And so we ended up doing this dumb little bit where, you know, I don't say anything. I'm just holding a camera. And he goes, hey, Marshall Ferguson, Marshall, one of our play-by-play guys. And then essentially points me to, hey, can you get a shot of that? And I essentially, you know, trip and stumble over my feet and I'm awkward. And we cut to the shot of me holding the camera and it's obviously a disaster. And that was the whole bit was, yeah, play by play guy, can't do anything else. Anyways, we got a great show for you here today. We got Kate and the crew upstairs. We got Bob, and he flew into all of that and he did that all in like 5 minutes before we went to air. And of course, you know, probably frustrated some producers, directors otherwise by saying, hey, I'm going to change something up right before we get going here. But I think everybody had an appreciation for Dutchie's ability to see what was good television and create it on the fly, that it kind of always got greenlit without many questions. So that's the broadcaster, Darren Titian. The last thing that I'll mention in this podcast is that's the only time that we worked together. And I never, you know, went out and had dinner with him or anything else like that afterwards. We were ships in the night. It was Grey Cup 22, amazing experience. I had this kind of feeling that it might not, we might not get a chance to work together again. And so I really tried to appreciate and value it in the moment. And out of nowhere, every couple of weeks, I would get a note after I called a CFL game in 2023 on Twitter, whatever DMs that would be from Dutchie and would just be, man, you're awesome. I love what you're doing. This is so cool, man. Fantastic, fantastic. Like he, you know, he texts and he DM'd the way that he talks. So just endless amounts of support and energy and trying to cheer on his teammates. And yeah, so it always kind of warmed my heart when I would finish a game and, you know, I'm calling a game in Ottawa and I hop in the car to go home or go to the hotel or whatever it might be and open up my phone and boom, Dutchie's reached out and said, hey, I was watching the game. I love the way you did this in the fourth quarter. Have a great weekend, man. Looking forward to hearing your next call and stuff like that. Because again, they're just people that you grow up appreciating and really understanding that they have an eye for how this stuff is supposed to be done. And as media continues to evolve, I think it's less and less likely that we end up having people like Darren Detition, who are that unique combination of off the wall and crazy and sense of humor and also humble and smart and knowledgeable and respected and truly one of a kind. So extremely, extremely thankful that I got an opportunity to do a little bit of work with him at that 22 Grey Cup in Regina. I'll never forget the chance. And I just hope that everybody in and around Darren Detition and his family know that there are a billion stories, no exaggeration, of him making people's days better, because that's really what it's all about. So thank you, Dutchie.